Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. So today's reading, I'm going to go ahead and just do a collective reading using tarot. I'm going to ask, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? I wasn't even particularly planning on doing a reading today, but then I just felt this calling. You know, I just felt like I need to do a reading. People need to hear a message today. So I'm pretty excited to hear what the cards have to say, because it definitely felt like almost urgent. What does the collective need to hear today? Okay, so we have some cards that fell out. We have the Nine of Wands reversed. To me, this card is about boundaries, right? It's almost like maybe you're exhausted at having to keep these boundaries, at having to work so hard to maintain them. And I kind of feel that maybe you're trying to, I don't know, I kind of sense that maybe you're letting down your guard. You're kind of thinking, you know what, I've worked so hard. These boundaries can just stay up by themselves now. I'm seeing this image of you working, having worked really hard to set up this fence, and now you feel like you can just walk away from it. It's almost like you want to walk away from it, but deep down you know that in order for that fence to be stable, to keep doing its job, to keep being a healthy, good boundary for you, you do need to upkeep it. You do need to take care of it. And it does take work, right? It does take effort. It's almost like you're missing this part of yourself in the past, this version of you that didn't even need boundaries, that didn't know anything about boundaries, that didn't have to do the work. And you're kind of missing that because you're kind of feeling exhausted right now, because you kind of see that you do need to keep working to have these boundaries set up. So I am sensing tiredness. We have the Queen of Wands upright. This to me is a fiery feminine energy. To me, this is about career, about goals. Also, because it has the black cat symbolism, I do sense that there is this powerful woman in your life. This could be you, that's really in touch with their subconscious, with their shadow self, right? They're willing to put in the work. They're willing to integrate these parts of themselves in order to share with others in a more authentic and powerful way. To me, this is about being just a lion, a lioness, you know, just being powerful, being in your truth, in your power. It's almost like you're not asking for permission from anybody to do whatever it is that you want to do, because you realize that you don't have anybody above you, right? You are the queen, right? You're the ruler. You're the one that gets to decide. You're the one that's going to get to engage with others. We have the Five of Pentacles reversed. To me, this is about change. This could be a disconnection with your spiritual side. This could be almost like you're denying needing that right now, because I mean, it is exhausting, right? To always be in touch with your spiritual side, to always do the work, to always look within, to always analyze everything. But I do sense that there, five is a change card. There do need to be some changes in your own life in regards to what you value. Maybe right now you've been with the Queen of Wands, you've been putting so much work into your career, into building, into your structures, into deconstructing, into building up, into adding this, removing that. And maybe right now it's kind of time to, you know what? I'm seeing that because the boundaries was the first card to come up, the Nine of Wands reversed. I'm seeing that there do need to be some efforts towards rebuilding these boundaries in a way that includes your spiritual well-being, right? Maybe right now you've been doing a lot of boundary work, mostly with the material realm, right? And you do feel powerful in that stage, but also part of you kind of feels kind of like you're wondering, you know, like, am I lacking something? What's going on? Why don't I feel as great as I thought that I would now that I'm the queen? Like, what's going on? I do sense like some kind of spiritual hunger. So maybe just getting back to your studies, whatever they may be, reading, writing, whatever it is that for you has been nourishing in the past spiritually. I kind of sense that maybe you've dropped that and now spirit, the universe, the messages are coming through that are saying, hey, pick that up, right? There's no need to feel like you're missing something, like you're left out. Like the images on the card are two individuals that are out in the snow and they're looking pretty much, I mean, it's kind of like this homeless feel. Like, do you feel homeless right now? Do you feel like, despite you having achieved your material well-being and your goals, do you feel like there's still a part of you that hasn't been housed, that hasn't been integrated? Right? I kind of just sense that there's like tiredness despite the fact that you've accomplished so much. We have the Fool reverse. So to me, this is about new beginnings, right? Yet again, it's time to begin again. But whenever you start over, remember that you're not always just starting over from scratch. You know, you're not just like, oh, there you go, all the lessons that you learned just out the window. No, every time you begin again, every time you set out on a new journey, you're integrating all the lessons that your consciousness has actually just integrated, right? So even if you start over in any of this physical material realm, spiritually, you've evolved, you've learned, right? You know what your boundaries are, you know what your goals are. Now that you reach them, now you're wondering, well, what else do I need? How do I integrate my spiritual side? How can I stay balanced? How do I stay on course with the path that I want to walk in my truth? What does my truth mean, right? So I feel like you're starting to ask these questions, even though a part of you is kind of tired. You're kind of wondering, when is life going to be on easy mode, right? Like, when am I going to get to this finish line where everything's easy mode? And I feel like the Fool reversed. The Fool is about new beginnings, right? Trusting in the unknown, trusting in your intuitive, instinctive wisdom, knowing that you're going to be guided, right? The Fool is a very happy card because it's reversed. I sense that you don't want to start over or to start again or to set out on a different path, right? I'm seeing a path and you're walking on it and there's a branch offshooting from it. And I feel like you want to go down that offshoot, but at the same time, you already had this outline in your head when you set out to these goals. You were thinking, these are the goals, this is what I'm doing. And I feel like you've grown so much walking down this path, but now you are invited. There's an invitation for you that's saying, hey, there's growth here in the unknown. You didn't plan for this path, but this is the way that you're going to be able to seek what you've been looking for that you weren't even aware that you were looking for. Does that make sense? We're going to have the Sun card. So to me, when I pulled this card came out sideways, leaning on the upright. So to me, the Sun card is again about new beginnings, about hope, about sunshine. It's almost like you yourself are looking for this sunshine. You want for it to shine down on you. You want to feel really great. It has the sun, which to me is just spiritual nourishment. It has a baby on the card, which to me is about hope. Also about creative endeavors, right? Just because you set out to have certain goals and you're doing them and accomplishing them, and you feel, I kind of sense that maybe you're feeling like you're doing something wrong, right? You're kind of frustrated. I kind of sense a lot of frustration coming up, thinking like, really, like this isn't it. I've put in so much work. I've done the things, you know, why do I have to keep coming up against this lack, coming up against this starting over? Like, why can't I just get it right the first time, right? But the Sun card is a very hopeful card. It's saying like, you are on the right path. This is the path, right? I feel like sometimes we have illusions about knowing exactly where life is going to guide us, right? But it's almost like life is something better for you in store. And I just sense a lot of sunshine, a lot of positivity, hope. Let's pull some more cards. We have the Page of Pentacles. To me, this is about new beginnings in the realm of the material, in the realm of money, of ideas. Maybe right now you have seeds, right? You're not sure which ones to plant quite yet, but you're holding these seeds and there's different potentials in these seeds, right? There's a variety of things, and you're kind of wondering, well, which one do I want to really focus on and plant and nourish and water? Yeah, because with the Sun card, it has the baby symbolism. To me, that's about, I mean, a baby needs nurturing, right? You need to feed it. You need to really give your energy to this creative endeavor, to this potentiality. And I kind of feel like right now you're shopping around, you're kind of thinking, well, what do I want to feed right now? What do I want to grow? What is going to bring me the most happiness? What is going to integrate everything that I know and where I want to go? And I feel like a lot of this right now has to do with surrendering. It's almost like you don't want to surrender because you feel like you've done all this work all by yourself, but spirit is saying, you know what? Like, you were never alone. You did not do everything by yourself, right? You were supported, you were guided, you were given signs, you were given insight, you were given motivation, you were given leads. And I feel like maybe right now with the Queen of Wands energy, you're under this illusion that you've done everything by yourself. You're kind of like, well, I pulled myself up by the bootstraps, but spirit is kind of telling you, Well, you didn't. You did not. It does feel like that because you did put a lot of work in, right? But spirit right now is asking you to surrender, right? The full reverse. It's saying, you know what? This is, you need to just trust me, right? You need to go back to asking questions. You need to go back to doing your spiritual practice. Maybe you've been skipping out on meditating, skipping out on this. On this side that doesn't make you money, right? I kind of feel like you've been so focused on building structures that will provide you income that you're kind of wondering, well, why isn't that making me happy? But the Page of Pentacles is saying, you know what? This is going to grow. This is growing, but it's almost just time again to put your attention to something. And I feel like you have options right now. I just see this vision of you holding a handful of seeds, but you're not sure what you want to focus on because you're aware that you can't plant all the seeds all at once, right? You can't just throw them out and plant the seeds and hope for the best. Like, you know that you need to put in time, attention, efforts to grow something. And I feel like that's kind of where you're at right now. On the back, we have the King of Cups upright. So I'm seeing that there's a lot of emotions going on right now, but you're surprisingly centered even throughout this change, right? I do feel like that's one of the, it kind of feels like proof, like evidence, like you have grown and you do feel stable. It's just that once again, things are moving around. And once you thought you had a handle on things, you thought that this would make you happy. You thought that, you know, but life is about balance, the material realm, the physical and the spiritual, the unseen realm, right? And I feel like lately you've just been very much in the material realm and that's what was needed. But now you're being called, invited back again to the spiritual realm and to kind of be in that sweet spot of the balanced in between, right? But the King of Cups does show that you are able to pretty much handle this, right? Like, yes, water's come up. It might be a little bit stormy, but at the same time, I kind of sense that you're unaffected because you've put in the work and because you do have these spiritual foundations in place, these tools that you can just go back on and use, right, in order to propel you forward. So that's on the back. Let's see. Do I feel like pulling more cards? I'm going to go ahead and cut the deck because I didn't do that. Cards just spilled out with messages. Let me cut the deck, pull a card. The Two of Pentacles, upright. So to me, this card is about balance, the infinite. It's almost like this eternal balance. And yeah, like I mentioned, the physical side, the spiritual side, Two of Pentacles is about resources, your money, your attention, the things of this world. And I do sense that, yeah, I just do sense because the King of Cups energy came up. It's just a reminder like, hey, remember your emotional side. Remember that this frustration that you might be feeling, this tiredness of having to work your boundaries again, this kind of feeling of like just homelessness of like, where's my home? Where's my tribe? Why isn't this thing fulfilling me? And I've accomplished so much, right? Like I'm on the up and up. Why isn't this fulfilling all the aspects of myself? But I just do feel like right now is the time for tuning into your emotional side. Right? And just really being open and asking questions again about just from the universe, like, where do I need to go right now? What do I need to do? What am I missing? What am I lacking? And sitting with your emotions, asking your emotions, right? Like, what do you need from me right now? Why do I feel frustrated? Why do I feel tired? What would feel really good for me right now? What project should I focus on? What should I leave? It's almost like you're asking yourself, how do I maintain balance, right? Because I feel like right now you're not out of balance, but you're almost out of balance, right? Like you're kind of starting to get clues of like, hey, you need to nurture your spirit side. Hey, remember to work your boundaries. The boundary work never stops, right? You can walk away from a little bit and have really good boundaries in place, but at the same time, you need to make sure the boundaries are still fulfilling your needs, are still on par with the goals that you set for yourself. But the Fool reverse to me is just, it's almost like this denial of needing to trust the universe. I feel like a part of you thinks that you have it all figured out, but there's still so much mystery that's going to be revealed to you, right? It's like the mystery never continues. And I feel like the answer to your balance lies in this trusting of the universe, right? In this mysterious aspect, this mysterious offshoot from what you've been doing. But I do sense, I mean, the Page of Pentacles is upright, right? Potential for new growth, for new beginnings, right? It doesn't mean you have to start over on everything right away all the time, but it just means, all right, what's next? What do I want to nurture? But I don't think that can be answered with just your logical mind, with just this physical, the physical things, right? The tools, the resources of this world. I feel like that's going to be answered when you start to tune into your emotions, right? And when you start to do that, I do sense that you're going to be in just, I don't know, just imperfect balance, right? That Two of Pentacles to me, and it has the eight, right? That's very much like eternity. Maybe start asking questions about like, what is my purpose, right? Well, what am I meant to do? What's going on with that? Because that is a spiritual question, and it does tie into this material resource, physical world, right? But it is spiritually guided. It's like a spiritual guidance to affect your decisions in this day-to-day reality. So let's see on the back. Page of Cups reversed. Just be wary of the toxic, I don't know, emotions and thoughts that can come up. This could be from yourself and other people. Sometimes when we share with other people what's going on, they can just kind of, I mean, everyone's kind of doing this, right? We're all just kind of projecting, right? We just see the world as we see ourselves. And sometimes if you share with somebody something that's maybe personal or intimate, they might not respond in a way that might be feeling very good or nourishing or nurturing or hopeful. Because the Page of Pentacles is reverse, it's messages, right? Reversal to me means just not messages that don't feel good, right? That they don't come from their highest self. But I would say don't take that personally. Also, this could be messages from yourself. Don't listen to that voice that maybe will try to sneak in and tell you, oh, this means you're doing something wrong. No, don't listen to that. You know, realize that you are still this King of Cups. You're just still kind of reworking, rebalancing, choosing what to focus on right now. And I mean, just take care of yourself, right? Do admit to yourself that you're putting so much work and that the boundary work that you're doing is for your highest good, right? I don't know, let me try to flip it over. What would it take for that to be flipped over? I sense that just admitting to yourself your emotions, the honest truths about how you're feeling, will actually do a lot of healing for you. Because I feel like maybe right now you haven't been tapped into your emotions, right? You kind of feel like you've invested so much in something and you expected so much from it. And when you felt lacking, that Five of Pentacles reversed in any way, you've kind of felt, you know, like, what's the point? What's going on? I can't seem to get this recipe right, you know? So, but I do sense the Sun is very hopeful. The Page of Pentacles is very hopeful. The Queen of Wands, very powerful. So I just do sense, trust the universe. The Fool reverse is giving you an invitation. And maybe you've already seen it in your own life. You've already seen this invitation come up. Maybe a part of you has kind of been trying to sidestep it, trying to be like, you know what? No, I'm going to keep going down this path. But I feel like you're going to be led back to this invitation still, right? So I kind of do sense that tune into your spiritual tools, be open to just ask yourself questions about what you need, ask the universe for help, and do seek. I feel like you don't even need to seek the invitation. It's almost like it's there. It almost feels like it's very obvious. And all you need to do is just step into it, start walking down that path. But I do sense a lot of hope. The Sun upright, that to me is just very nourishing, spiritual nourishment. The Two of Pentacles being the last card that I drew. Balance. Let me see, is there any other message that I need to share at this time? A lot of Pentacles energy and fire energy. Yeah, but I feel like I touched on that. It's almost like sometimes I can sense that maybe with the material realm, with the resources, we feel, well, if I accomplish X amount of income or X amount of property or goals, that will pretty much override my need for spiritual development and nourishment. But I can kind of sense it's almost like you were trying to look for fulfillment through your career, that Queen of Wands energy. And you have achieved a lot in that. But I feel like your boundary work is coming up, and it was the first card that was coming up. It just kind of feels like your boundaries will be strengthened and you'll know what you need and what you need to adjust and add to them or remove or just any kind of work that needs to be done on your boundaries will be given to you through spiritual nourishment. It's not going to be given to you through your work, right? Through like money, through resources. It'll be more in the spiritual realm and the unseen. But I do sense, I mean, just a lot of success for sure, but I do sense that it's almost like you want for money to solve everything. but you're also seeing that it's not going to, right? It's almost like you're seeing now, like that's not going to make you feel at home, that your home is in between the realms, spiritual and physical. Yeah. But I do sense that you're just kind of shopping around. You're kind of wondering, well, what do I want to plant right now? Yeah. Let me pull one more card from the top. Judgment. Judgment reversed. So this card, I'm just seeing that, you know what? I'm kind of seeing that there's maybe judgment from other people, which is actually causing you to have judgment on yourself. You're kind of seeing, wow, interesting. So I'm seeing that maybe you're looking for self-approval in other people. You want them to be proud of you, to celebrate you. You want to be seen for your accomplishments. You're kind of sitting on the throne, you know, the Queen of Wands being, you know, I'm powerful. Look at me. I've done this. I've done that. I've accomplished this. I'm helping people. I'm serving. I'm doing what I love. But it's almost like people are not reciprocating, and it's causing you to kind of doubt your own judgment. It's kind of causing you to look at yourself and kind of in a negative light. Right, and I kind of feel like that's messing with your self-esteem, and maybe that's why the Nine of Wands is coming up, that boundaries card. Remember your boundaries. Remember that you don't need people's approval to be valuable, to exist, right? Maybe your gift was not for them. The gift being just for yourself is enough, right? And when it's for somebody else, when somebody else sees your gift and really appreciates and embraces it, that's awesome. That's a bonus, right? But your gift is not for everyone. I kind of feel that. Judgment reversed. It's almost like you're going through the spiritual awakening again and realization of who you are. It's almost like you're, yeah, boundary work, needing to meet yourself where you are right now. It's almost like you've kind of advanced to a level that you're surprising yourself and you're surprising others. And the people that are receiving your gift that are not going to appreciate it are teaching you about your own boundaries, right? About your own self-value. It's very easy to get excited about how you're helping people because sometimes we get on a roll, right? We're just like, wow, they understand me, they click, I found my purpose, everything. But then sometimes you meet people that just don't resonate, that just don't click, or they're here to teach you lessons about your own boundaries, which is what I feel is happening right now. They're here to remind you, like, hey, your self-worth is not going to be found in others, right? You're not gonna, it's almost like this. Maybe old habits of being a people pleaser, being kind of looking for wanting to be liked by everybody in order to be worthy of being liked by yourself, right? It's almost like that's what I'm seeing. Your boundary work needs to come in, remembering what's yours and what is not. The people that are meant to receive your gift and be nourished by it, amazing. The people that receive the gift, don't appreciate it, and give you negative feedback, all right, interesting. But don't focus on, interesting, because that was the Page of Cups reversed, the negative talking. Yeah, I do see that people are receiving your gift and kind of seeing like, ew, what is that? You know, and of course that's gonna have an initial emotion, an initial kind of reaction, maybe just internally, etc. But with that King of Cups having come up, I do see that you are in this new stage of growth where you can see, oh, what are you trying to teach me, right? With all these people, what are you trying to teach me? Oh, boundaries. You're here to teach me about my own boundaries and my own self-worth and self-value, right? What you're looking for isn't the approval of others. What you're looking for is always within you. And this judgment card, what would it take for it to be upright? Yeah, I think it would just be this realization that your spiritual awakening is here for you. And it's always going to be this inner work. And it's very easy to get excited about others because, I mean, sometimes people pump us up and they're like, wow, you're amazing, you're awesome. But then sometimes people don't. And it does kind of feel like we're on this roller coaster of like, oh, you don't like me, but you do like me, you don't like me. Remember that the only self-approval that you need is from yourself. Be that Queen of Wands energy. If anybody makes you feel any type of way, see what you need to adjust. Maybe limit that time with them. Maybe look at yourself and why you're valuing their opinion more than yours. Why are you letting that affect you? I just kind of feel like you're on the right path. The Fool reverse is here to give you some answers. But yeah, just remember your gift is not for everyone. And that's okay. That applies to everyone and everything. You can't be everything for anyone, for everyone, and that's okay. That's a very normal experience, and I think unifying aspect of human experience, right? Of human life. Yeah. So That is it for today's reading. I feel like, yeah, I feel a lot better having shared that reading because I did feel like Spirit was saying, well, just do a reading, do a reading. So yeah, the message, your gift is not for everyone. And that's okay. So, yep, thank you for being here, and I will see you next time. Bye. Now we're going to go ahead and move to the distance Reiki portion of the episode. All you really need to do to receive the Reiki healing energy is be open to receiving. I do suggest to lay or sit in a comfortable position just to relax, right? Just to relax and be aware of what's going on in your body, but that is not absolutely necessary. We're going to go ahead and begin the session taking three deep breaths together. Let's begin now. Inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold. Exhale. The third, let's make it the biggest one. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. I'll go ahead and begin the Reiki now. Thank you. with your eyes still closed, begin to introduce movement into your body by wiggling your toes, your fingers. Start to make movements that feel good for you. Maybe a nice big stretch. And when you're ready, go ahead and start to gently open your eyes. Welcome back. I do suggest for you to drink water since a lot of energy was moved during the session. Thank you for being here, and I will see you in our next episode. Bye.